Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
In answer to the question, who wants to go to heaven? I suspect that most of us would reply, me, but not just yet. When asked about dying, Jimmy Carter, the 39th US president, said, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't fear it, though. But many people do fear it, especially those without a faith and belief in eternity. What do we picture when we think of heaven? Is it streets paved with gold, angels singing all day, bright lights and pearly gates? It is said that the last words of Steve Jobs were, wow, wow, oh wow. I wonder what it was that he saw that was so wonderful as he took his last breath. One almost wants to shout, what did you see? But one person who can tell us what heaven is like is Don Piper. In his book, 90 Minutes in Heaven, Don tells how after a road accident, he was pronounced dead at the scene by experienced paramedics. The next moment, he was standing in heaven, aware of a large crowd of people. As he looked at the faces of family and friends, he realized that they had all contributed to his becoming a Christian. Everything he saw glowed with intense brightness, and the nearer he got to the presence of God, the brighter the light got. Don heard a sound that he could only describe as a holy whoosh of angels' wings, and music, but different from anything he had ever heard on earth, as melodies of praise filled the atmosphere. It sounded as if hundreds of songs were being sung at the same time, all worshipping God. But rather than the discord that this would normally bring, each song blended with all the rest. The Bible refers to gates of pearl, but Don found that they weren't made of pearl, rather they looked pearlescent, as if someone had spread pearl icing on a cake. The gates glowed and shimmered. As he looked inside, he really did see streets that looked as if they were paved with gold bricks. Everything he saw was bright, so powerful that no human could take in its brilliance. And then, just as suddenly as he arrived at heaven's gates, he left them. Whilst all this was happening, another pastor, Dick Onorecker, had arrived at the crash scene and God told him to pray for Don. Dick had been told that the man was dead, and although it made no sense, he felt compelled to pray. He also began to sing the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, so imagine his surprise when Don joined in. At first, the paramedics wouldn't believe that Don was alive, but eventually they checked and moved into emergency mode to get him cut out of the vehicle and to hospital. This was 90 minutes after Don was first pronounced dead, hence the title of his book. Don doesn't know why he was offered that glimpse of heaven only to be sent back, nor why God has let him live in constant pain since his accident in 1989. But he knows what he experienced, and no one can take that away from him. In the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it talks about how when a believer dies, they will be with the Lord forever. I like the quote I read recently that at death, God's people don't say goodbye, but we'll see you later. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? If so, you've got nothing to fear. I'm Aaron Wright.